In the 15th year of the 21st century came the Great Disillusionment. It was near the end of spring. The economy was improving. The snow scare was over. Students were looking forward to the end of the semester and the promise of a long, schoolless summer. On this particular evening, May 10, Northern Public Radio estimated that thousands of people were listening in on radios.
And in the forecast this week, things are warming up. Don't get out those swimsuits just yet, but we're looking at clear skies and sunshine in everybody's future. High tomorrows will reach 66, lows around 47. You're listening to NIU Radio. Ahead this hour, we'll bring you Ears in the Corn, NIU Radio's spotlight on live and local music from DeKalb County and the Chicagoland area. But first, reporter Tori Walker brings us an update on DeKalb Public Library's multi-million dollar renovations to the historic Haish Memorial Library building.
Hello, I'm Tori Walker for NIU Radio. When librarian Steve Roman first came to DeKalb Public Library in 2003, there were no programs for teens.
Well, we had adult services and youth services, but teens were largely ignored. We started running programs for teens like Heroes at Your Library, a graphic novel group.
We interrupt this report to bring you a special bulletin. At 20 minutes before 6 p.m. Central Time, NASA satellites registered several explosions occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. Observatories across the Northern Hemisphere confirmed these reports, saying that the plumes of gas and debris from these explosions seem to have punched through the planet's thin atmosphere. The private colonization project Men and Women for Mars says that this will not delay Monday's planned launch to test technologies required for human settlement of the Red Planet. We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
You won't even smell it. That's the thing that is really going to blow people's minds in the DeKalb Public Library's new teen space.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see all the library renovation has to offer. Thanks for your time, Steve Roman.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Local Spotlight, safety concerns are put to rest after the September fire at the Aurora Municipal Airport prompted new security regulations.
Nothing on this earth could disrupt our new communication security system.
On a lighter note, there's a turf war cooking up as local restaurants vie for the best pizza nuggets in town.
I'm for Pizza Pros. Their cheese nuggets are out of this world.
And road work is already underway to improve the parade route for Sycamore's Pumpkin Fest 2015. City officials say this is part of Sycamore's continuing effort to attract new residents.
No matter how far you travel to get to Sycamore, we want you to like what you see here, and we want you to stay.
All that and more coming up on Local Spotlight right here on NIU Radio.
Support for this station is brought to you by Bollinger's Buttered Bun Bakery. Bread and butter is our bread and butter. Men and Women for Mars. Our colonization of other worlds isn't just a mission, it's our birthright. Herbert George Investments, bringing you the science of saving since 1898.
Welcome to Ears in the Corn, NIU Radio Spotlight on live and local music. Today I'm joined in the studio by Mike Taylor's electro-industrial static punk noise creations.
Sometimes my sound is literally too raw, but there's something transcendent in taking noise to that next level, that out-of-the-stratosphere type of sound explosion.
That interview is ahead on Ears in the Corn. But first, we'll join our correspondent, Grace Knott, at the House Cafe for some great live music with Genoa area singer-songwriter Katie Sosnowski.
At just 16 years old, Katie is making the rounds of clubs across Northern Illinois with her original songs. We'll hear a live performance by Katie and find out more about what inspires her compositions. Here is Katie Sosnowski performing her original song, Acceleration.
Accelerating fast or slow, going a different speed. Accelerating.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. The government confirms NASA's reports that debris from the recent eruptions on Mars is accelerating toward Earth. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we have arranged an interview with noted physicist Jeremy Benson of Northern Illinois University's observatory. In a few moments, we will take you to the NIU Observatory in DeKalb, Illinois.
What a great song, Katie. That's going to be stuck in my head for, like, the rest of my life. Now, let's talk about how you came to...
We interrupt this program to take you now to the NIU Observatory.
This is Nina Castillo at the Northern Illinois University Observatory with noted physicist Jeremy Benson. The observatory is a metal and brick dome perched atop Davis Hall. It offers a spectacular view of NIU's campus and some pretty great stargazing when the weather is clear. But I'm not seeing any little green men speeding towards us in flying saucers. Jeremy, can you describe what's happening on the surface of Mars?
Well, we've observed some unusual flashes of light and plumes of methane gas and debris on the surface. And there's satellite indication that some of the debris may be making its way towards Earth.
What do you think could have caused these eruptions?
Could have been volcanic eruptions, or a freak windstorm, or impact of meteorites on the surface.
And what about the debris heading toward Earth? Are we in danger?
Space is full of debris. Earth's atmosphere is bombarded by about 25 million meteors every day. Most of them vaporize well before they hit the ground. At most, stargazers are going to get a good show tonight if they're in an area without much light pollution.
So it's not Martians?
No, it's not Martians. We've established through the Mars Rover program and satellite flyovers that there's no life on Mars, but there are significant amounts of frozen water at the poles and just below the planet's surface.
Do you think these eruptions have anything to do with the upcoming launch of the Men and Women for Mars colonization project?
I couldn't speculate on that, but I doubt it. I believe that we will establish a base on Mars at some point in the future, and we will make use of the frozen water that we found there, but the radical terraforming that group has proposed seems more like science fiction than science fact to me.
Okay, Jeremy. And if anyone is interested in getting a closer look at Mars without hopping aboard an experimental spaceship...
Well, we have the observatory open twice a week for the public so they can come view Mars and all of our other celestial neighbors.
Thank you, Jeremy. Nina Castillo, reporting live from the NIU Observatory. We now return you to Ears in the Corn.
And that's how I play. I let the noise flow out of me.
It's primal and at the same time postmodern. When I hear it, I feel like some kind of newly born creature crawling out of the ooze for the first time, only to realize that I'm in the parking lot of an abandoned strip mall.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
Oh, man, that's some wicked bass, Mike.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. NIU Radio has received unconfirmed reports that debris from the recent explosions on Mars is falling in DeKalb County. Officials warn residents to stay indoors until the threat of these alleged meteorites can be assessed. Nina Castillo is on the scene at Northern Illinois University's East Lagoon, where a large chunk of debris has reportedly crash-landed.
I'm heading toward the east side of NIU's campus, where the Martian debris is said to have fallen. There's a large crowd forming around the lagoon. The air is filled with steam and smoke. The debris appears to have hit several trees before coming to a rest in the lagoon. There's a strange smell in the air, like Christmas dinner. It appears that several Canadian geese that were grazing around the lagoon have been cooked alive by the heat of the impact. I guess that's the thing directly in front of me, half submerged in the lagoon. It must have struck with terrific force. It doesn't look like rock to me. It looks more like a huge cylinder of some kind. Physicist Jeremy Benson is with me now. He's inspecting the object.
Looks to be about 30 meters in diameter.
The metal on the sheath is, well, I've never seen anything like it. The color is sort of yellowish-white. Do you think it's a meteorite, Jeremy?
I don't know what to think. I mean, friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually would tear something like this apart, but this thing is still perfectly smooth, even after it hit. Maybe it's some kind of man-made satellite or something that just fell to Earth around the same time as the eruptions.
People are packing in now. Everyone's trying to get a look at the cylinder. NIU Radio, let me through. Stand to the side. We have an NIU student here on the scene. Sir, can you tell me your name and what you saw?
I'm Carl Wilmoth. I don't really know what's going on. I was in the studio.
The studio?
Yeah, the art building. When this crazy...
Louder, please. Closer to the mic.
Oh, right. When this crazy hissing sound happened, it was like a firework or a giant snake.
Then what?
Oh, well, we all ran outside to see what was happening, and there was this kind of greenish streak, and then bam! Something struck the ground and knocked us all on the ground.
Thank you.
Yeah, school's out forever, man.
Thank you.
Do you need anything else?
No, that's plenty.
We interrupt this report to bring you a special bulletin. NIU Radio has received unconfirmed reports that extraterrestrial debris from the recent explosions on Mars has also fallen in Sycamore at the Barn and Feed parking lot. Officials are again warning residents to stay indoors until the threat of these meteorites can be assessed. We take you to Sycamore now with reporter Hector Koch.
I'm on the scene at the Sycamore Barn and Feed, where a second chunk of Martian debris landed moments ago. Local students who had been attending the spring musical at nearby Sycamore High School made it to the scene almost as quickly as the first responders. I've been talking to two local teens, Alice and Essie. Girls, can you describe the scene for me?
This is the biggest thing to happen in Sycamore since the Wendy's fire.
I'm pretty tired of everybody talking about the Wendy's fire. The Sycamore Wendy's burns down every couple years.
Girls, can you describe what's happening here?
Well, everyone comes to the Culver's after plays and sports and stuff, so a lot of us were here and saw the thing whooshing through the sky.
It was really loud. I'm tweeting about it. Hashtag Sycamore Space Junk.
Ooh, that's a good hashtag.
And then what happens?
Well, it totally slammed into this empty pickup truck.
I'm glad it didn't hit anybody.
I'm glad it didn't hit the new Culver's sign.
The sign's not that new anymore.
Thank you, girls. Ah, I see the manager of Barn and Feed. Sir. NIU Radio, can I get a comment?
We've been in contact with the authorities. We've been assured that there is no immediate cause for concern from this meteorite. But if there were a Martian invasion, our store would be the perfect place to shop. We have dried fruit, beef jerky, fences, rakes, and other implements for repelling any invaders. I'm just kidding, of course.
Is this a joke to you, sir?
Of course not. But the idea of alien life, let alone an alien invasion, is so far-fetched. This is probably some kind of publicity stunt by that Men and Women for Mars group. Heard on the news, not the radio news, but the TV news, that they're having financial trouble.
So you think this is a hoax?
Heck yes, it's a hoax. I see a lot of kids from Sycamore High School Sci-Fi Club here tonight, and they're all probably in on it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And we're overlaying tonight special Martian Madness hours.
Ah, I see the president of the Sycamore Sci-Fi Club in the crowd, Maddie Daniels. Hector Koch, NIU Radio. How do you respond to allegations that the Sci-Fi Club is involved in some kind of space debris hoax?
Wow, we have a lot of really amazing people in sci-fi, but we don't have the time or the budget to pull off something like this. I mean, a meteorite shot across the sky and demolished a truck. We're busy planning our yearly trip to medieval times, not creating chaos at the Barn and Feed.
So the Sycamore High School Sci-Fi Club is not responsible for this. If this turns out to be just more than space debris, what do you think of the possibility of first contact with an alien life form happening right here at the Sycamore Barn and Feed?
I think it's cool. I want to be friends with them. I want to be the first person to shake their hands, or tentacles, or whatever they have. I also want to extend an open invitation for the Martians and any other extraterrestrials to stop by our Friday night sci-fi club meetings. We have pizza!
Thank you, Ms. President. This is Hector Koch reporting live from the Sycamore Barn and Feed.
You just heard an update on the unidentified debris falling in DeKalb County. A spokesperson from Northern Illinois University, where the first chunk of debris landed, says that campus police are at the lagoon and investigations about the debris's composition and origin are underway.
We want to stress that no one was injured and there is no cause for alarm. We are monitoring the situation. At this time, the university will be open for regularly scheduled functions on Monday. We ask NIU students, faculty, staff, and community members to steer clear of the East Lagoon area until further notice.
We now return you to Ears in the Corn, NIU Radio's spotlight on live and local music.
Welcome back to Ears in the Corn. I'm joined in the studio again by Hypnotrip sound magician Mike Taylor. Some wild things happening in DeKalb County tonight, and for once I'm not just talking about the local music scene. Martian meteorites falling in DeKalb and Sycamore? I never thought I'd hear news like this. Did you, Mike?
No, but it's really inspiring to think that we could be touched by something from another planet like that. It's like Mars saying, "What's up, Earth?"
Whoa, that's a poetic thought, Mike. We'll head to the House Cafe in downtown DeKalb now, where our correspondent, Grace Knott, is talking with Genoa area singer-songwriter Katie Sosnowski. Coming up after that, the head spins.
Katie, while the show is being interrupted, I understand you started working on a new song. Let's hear it.
Sitting in the House Cafe and I hear a crash.
We'll be back with more live music from the House Cafe after this.
Lounging by the lagoon and I hear a hiss.
Support for this station is brought to you by Northern Illinois University's P20 Center, fostering innovative educational programs and working to increase success in learners of all ages, men and women from Mars, researching terraforming technology on other worlds to ensure the future of ours. Orson's Bistro, home of beef burgers, crumb crisp coated cod, and our world famous, always fresh, never frozen peas.
Welcome back to Ears in the Corn. I'm your senior correspondent in the field, Grace Knott. And I'm at the House Cafe in downtown DeKalb with tonight's next live and local artists, The Headspins, a 70s, 80s punk rock with a dash of Ace Frehley lead guitar. If you're down by the NIU Lagoon and you're tired of staring at the National Guard and a bunch of space debris, come on over and join us for some great music.
We have just received word of new developments at the Martian debris crash site at Northern Illinois University's Lagoon. We take you there now.
Nina Castillo reporting live from the Martian debris crash site at Northern Illinois University's East Lagoon. The end of the cylinder is beginning to flake off. The top is rotating like a screw, and the thing must be hollow. It's off! The cylinder is open! Something's coming out! I'm moving closer to get a better look. It looks... I see hundreds, maybe thousands of glowing circles inside the cylinder. There's movement. Can you hear it? Good Lord, they're eyes. Thousands of tiny, luminescent eyes. Something is coming out. The crowd is holding its breath, waiting and watching. I see it now. It's small. It's fluffy. There's another one behind it. And another. And another. They're cute. They seem to be rodents or hamsters of some kind. I'm moving closer to investigate.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from the NIU Lagoon. We will return to Nina Castillo in the field as soon as possible. In the meantime, the Associated Wire Service received a statement from the director of the Men and Women for Mars terraforming program.
It would be preposterous to speculate that the debris in Northern Illinois is Martian in origin. It is most likely a man-made satellite that experienced orbital decay and fell to Earth. The timing of the event in conjunction with the eruptions on the surface of Mars and tomorrow's launch of the Men and Women for Mars experimental spacecraft is nothing more than a funny coincidence. We will launch on schedule and we will colonize Mars for the good of humanity.
We take you now to the Sycamore Barn and Feed, the crash site of the second cylinder, where Hector Koch is reporting live.
Am I on? This is Hector Koch reporting live from... where am I? Behind the Culver sign? Some of those survivors and I are crouched here. I have Sycamore teens Alice and Essie with me. I'll broadcast as long as I can. The cylinder opened just minutes ago, and these small, incredibly fast, incredibly vicious, hamster-like creatures poured out. They attacked everything and everyone around the crash site, and then fell back towards the pit. They seem to be resting now, waiting for something to happen. Alice, what's your take on this?
Well, when the thing first crashed, I thought it was cool and that we wouldn't have to take finals. But now, hashtag hamsterpocalypse.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, a man has emerged from the barn and feed. It's the manager I spoke to earlier. He's carrying a rake with a makeshift white flag on it. Flag of truce. If those creatures know what that means, what anything means... Something's happening. Several of the creatures are emerging with signs of gear or packs on their backs. They spotted the barn and feed manager. They're turning towards him. Their packs are starting to glow. Good Lord! He's turning into flame! Another whole parking lot is on fire! What is that? Something on my leg!
He's dead! The reporter is dead! They're coming!
Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, further details of the catastrophe at the lagoon are coming in. After unleashing their deadly assault, the creatures fled the area on foot, or should I say paw, and rescue workers were able to recover the dead and wounded. We've received scattered reports of widespread fires and small animal attacks spreading outward into the historic Elwood neighborhood east of the lagoon, and we just received word that the charred body of Nina Castillo has been identified. Astronomers report continued gas outbursts at regular intervals on the planet Mars. While we wait for more information from local and governmental officials on what we can only assume is the vanguard of an invading Martian hamster horde, we have set up a call-in line. Are the Martians in your area? Do you have questions or reactions to the alien threat? Are you following hashtag hamsterpocalypse? Call 815-555-NIUR. Your calls will be broadcast live. First caller, you're on the air.
I believe that this is an elaborate hoax. I'm calling in to say to NIU Radio that your listeners are not amused.
We can assure you this is not a hoax.
If there's intelligent life in the universe, how come we didn't know about it before? Why now? Why hamsters?
Why hamsters indeed. Thanks for your call.
These hamster things probably aren't from Mars. They're probably some lab experiment gone wrong. If you find any scientists who haven't been eaten, we should get to the bottom of this. They must answer for their crimes against humanity.
We'll continue to look for responses from scientists, if indeed they haven't been eaten. Thank you for your call.
I know we need to wipe them out, but can we wipe them out in a way that they won't, like, feel it?
Next caller.
We can't just let them run around. They are an invasive extraterrestrial species. We have no idea how they will impact the area's ecosystem.
Good point, caller. Thank you.
I've tried to communicate with the Martians through my tinfoil hat. Still, no success.
We'll see if tinfoil hats have any effect at all on Martian behavior. In the coming weeks, I'm sure.
I just got out of the way. I just saw those furry, cute, four-legged creatures that are really small. They want to kill people on sight. Oh my god. They're just like my cat.
Next caller.
If we treat them with kindness, they won't be hostile.
I couldn't agree more.
Hello, I'm calling back. I want to say something else. The Second Amendment, that is what is real. And you should practice that by shooting up madly.
Okay, thanks.
I believe the conservation laws apply to extraterrestrials. Right now, we're trying to kill this amazing new species. What about tomorrow? Will we be stitching their tiny pelts together and wearing them as coats? Martian minks? Fur is murder. Think about what you're wearing, people.
Strong words from Waterman.
This is Rob from Top La Luna in downtown DeKalb. Thank God we're closed on Sundays. Our restaurant has been overrun by the Martian invaders. This aggression will not stand. We vow that we will fight the Martians and we will defeat them. And when this is all over, we'll find a way to cook these Martian scumbags and serve them as sliders.
Next caller.
I'm calling to express my condolences to the family of reporter Nina Castillo. She was my favorite reporter on NIU Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, seek cover. Remain in your homes. Do not attempt to leave your homes. We are getting word that the National Guard will assist with evacuations. We take you live to Washington, D.C.
My fellow Americans, I will not try to conceal the gravity of the situation that confronts our country, nor the concern of your government in protecting the lives of its people. At this time, we are stressing caution as we evaluate the situation in Northern Illinois. We are going to assess any and all threats against the nation, and we respond swiftly and decisively to ensure the safety of the American people. God bless America, and God bless planet Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, NIU Radio is being evacuated by the National Guard. We will continue to keep our live feeds open in the event that any of our field reporters have survived. Cell towers seem to be down. Internet and power are out in many locations across the region. Does time exist without the clocks on our phones? We'll try to broadcast as long as possible. This may be NIU Radio's last report.
We need to evacuate this area. Everyone out. Now. Now.
Broadcasting from the House Cafe in DeKalb, Illinois. I repeat, this is Grace Knott, Ears in the Corn correspondent. Broadcasting from the House Cafe in DeKalb, Illinois. We will continue to broadcast as long as possible, but the threat is now imminent. I'm here with NIU physicist Jeremy Benson, who miraculously survived the attacks at the lagoon. We're here with a handful of other survivors. We've barricaded ourselves in the House Cafe. From the cracks in the boarded-up window, we can see what's left of downtown DeKalb. Many of the buildings towards campus are on fire. The derailed train is still cutting off downtown at both 1st and 4th Streets. Lincoln Highway looks like a parking lot full of smoldering abandoned cars, their rubber tires shredded to ribbons by the advancing Martians. These small, furry, and God forgive me, adorable invaders seem to be coming in waves now, moving in formation. They seem to be organized. Jeremy, how could we have overlooked such a creature in all of our studies of Mars?
Maybe it was just ignorance or hubris to think that we were here all alone. I mean, we've barely scratched the surface of Mars. I mean that literally. We've only had 4 rovers on the planet's surface. 4 rovers for a whole planet. I mean, who knows what's really up there, beneath that red dust? Meanwhile, we're discovering thousands of new species on our own planet every year. What we don't know about the creatures in our own backyards is astounding.
I have something to say.
Yes, singer-songwriter Katie Sosnowski. Closer to the mic, quietly now. The Martians are out there.
I read once in Tumblr that maybe the meteor that wiped out the dinosaurs was actually a massive spaceship. And if that's the case, then maybe humans, you know, Homo sapiens, maybe we were the first aliens. Maybe these new creatures are just the next
step. That's bull! Just shut up! Shut up! Shut up! It doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter where they came from.
This was an all-ages show, man. No freak out in front of the teens.
This is the end of the world. We're all gonna die here because we came to see an all-ages 70s, 80s inspired punk show.
With Ace Frehley lead guitar, man.
Shh! Quiet! All of you! They're right outside. I don't think they...
You're breaking through.
You don't want to die as a correspondent.
Quick, into the walk-in freezer.
Oh, God. Is this on? Can anyone hear me? They're all dead. I'm the only one left. The observatory manager, Kai. He saved me. He pushed me in here. He was covered in Martian hamsters and blood. This is Katie Sosnowski, broadcasting from the walk-in freezer of the House Cafe in DeKalb, Illinois. Isn't there anyone on the air? Isn't there anyone? Walking through the hallways in the night, turn a corner, that's acceleration. Acceleration.
This is Denny Boynton, ladies and gentlemen, out of character to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the Sunday night treat it was intended to be. Stem Reed's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo. May 6, 2015 would have been Orson Welles' 100th birthday. We couldn't raise Mr. Welles from the grave or give all of you cake and party hats, so we worked with partners at DeKalb Public Library, Sycamore Public Library, Sycamore High School Sci-Fi Club, and Northern Public Radio to do the next best thing. We annihilated DeKalb County before your very ears and utterly destroyed the House Cafe. You will be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it and that DeKalb is still open for business. So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight, that nibbling, gnawing invader is a product of Stem Reed. And if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, you can find us online at stemreed.niu.edu. Good night, and hashtag hamsterpocalypse.